In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists after Kylie Jenner who will be the next youngest billionaire. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And visit St. Pete Clearwater with white sand, Florida beaches, and Magritte and Dali, a celebration of surrealists at the Dali Museum in downtown St. Pete through May 19th. More at visitstpeteclearwater.com. Noom, offering a personalized weight loss program that uses psychology and small goals to change habits, with the goal of losing weight and keeping it off for good. Learn more at Noom, N-O-O-O-M.com. And HomeInstead Senior Care, committed to helping seniors stay in their own home, offering personalized in-home services including personal care, meals, and nutrition, and memory care. Learn more at HomeInstead.com/NPR. Thanks to Farmhouse Tavern for continuing to feed us and making me a happy little camper. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our house manager is Tyler Green, assisted by Simon Tran and Mary D'Olio. Our interns are Alex McCohen and Rachel Klepper. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King. If you listen real close late at night, you can still hear Peter Gwynn's footsteps in the wind coming ever closer. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Her business and ops manager is Colin Miller. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian God's own Mohawk Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now panel, who will be the next young billionaire? Adam Felber.
Kristal Kardashian, though still in the womb when she launches her line of designer amniotic fluids and becomes a billionaire, she will nonetheless be described as self-made.
Roxanne Roberts.
Rihanna's cousin, Sandra, realizing people want their poolside offices for all those office supplies, will start Rihanna's Bananas Cabanas.
And Peter Gross.
My 10-year-old son will invent and patent a toilet paper holder for rebellious unders who want to rebel against the tyranny of toilet paper etiquette.
Well, like any other people become billionaires, we'll ask you about it here on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Adam Felber, Roxanne Roberts, and Peter Gross. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.